Hey guys, Dancho Dimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, Scaling a Digital B2B Business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Sweet Buzz. How is it going, guys? I just survived the book promotion. I'm so excited. It's finally Monday. Everything is finished and I'm slowly getting back in shape. So the topic for today was that I really wanted to share my impressions from the promotion of the book, because, you know, I remember 2-3 years ago when I was publishing Sweet Leads, at the end I was not happy with the promotion. Not a lot of people turned out, and I was not happy. This one, it was beyond amazing. And I mean, this time it's my second book promotion, so I know what to do different. So first thing first is lesson one, Dancho, is when you're doing an event, you have to personally invite people. In my first book, I was like, yeah, well, I put it on Facebook, I put it on social media, people will show up. No, they won't. When you pick up the phone and you say, you know what, I wanted to personally invite you on the event, they're like, yeah, we'll come, and then they show up. So overall, today, this event, we had more than 50 people. We had really nice photos taken, we had a really nice camera and everything, but it's really different when you physically invite them people rather than, you know, I have an overall invitation. So that was point number one, that it's critical if you're doing an event. Point number two is that on the first one, I didn't know what to do. It's like, what's the agenda? What I'm supposed to do? It's like, guys, buy the book and thank you very much, and that's it. Now I was trained. I was PR trained. I talked with a PR guy and he was like, no, Dancho, you need an agenda. You need someone to that's gonna talk about the book. It's not my book is the best, buy my book is the best, but you should actually get 3, 4, 5 people to say a few stories about you, about the book, and 5 people, 5 minutes each, 25 minutes. And all of a sudden, it's a newsworthy event. As a PR, then you can release and say who said what about the book. And I loved it because I was the guy, just the showman. It's like, well, first I want someone from the freelance community to talk about the book. Then I want someone from, I don't know, from startups, from consultancy, from SMEs. So I had a few close friends that agreed. And it was magical, because I'm not saying the book is the best and everything, but other people are saying, you know what, guys, Dancho, you should trust Dancho. He has a really nice book. So point number two, that was fantastic. Point number three, PR. PR, I did a PR before the event, like an announcement on international level, but I also had a PR agency that actually prepared a PR written document with some pictures after the event, so it was spread across multiple platforms. So that's the things that I've realized, that this time I'm doing it much better, and I had more time. You know, always in the last second you're covering the core part, you don't have time to think about the fine things, the better things. And I think that this time I had the time. This time I was actually able to do the fine things that I always wanted. So for example, layer one is that I needed a stand, where branded stand. I needed some promotional materials, banners on behind, but that's like the basics. And since I had them a few weeks before the event, I started being creative. So I ordered some really nice donuts, and they were all branded like Financial Freedom or Dancho Dimkov or read my book or a book. Each of the donuts was handily personalized. It was amazing. I don't know if anyone managed to see the photos, but every donut was hand personalized, which was amazing. Then, since I had the time, I was able to buy some balloons, like white balloons, black balloons, yellow balloons. It really added. And what else did I? Yeah, I actually printed. I printed a white shirt for my son, and it was like, my daddy is an author, branded with the book stuff and everything. For Martin, I actually created another blouse or something, and it was, I'm also financially free. So it was really cute. And I think that when you do things at the last second, you cover the bare core things that has to be there. But if you have finished everything a few weeks before, well, you have the time. And if you have the time, you start thinking about the nice things, some funny, some viral things. Things that people wanted to take photos with the kids in order to share it on social media. Anyhow, I'm really positively impressed for the book campaign. Now that that is off my chest, I can finally start getting back to normal. Because, man, at some point I was so much suffocating from the event that I was like, I'm not used to this. I want to just finish the event and get back to the exciting part. And maybe that's why I slowed down on the podcasting, because, well, what I'm supposed to write? Now I'm having issues with the printing house. Now I'm having issues with the logistic parts for the events. That's boring. But now that the book is out, I'm really happy. I think I have few urgent activities that I need to sort out. Like for the PhDs, I have assignments that I was postponing just because of the book promotion. For BSB, I had few key activities that I was supposed to do, but I was delaying it because I was trying to push as much as possible just for the book promotion. Now that that is finally over, Danci is back. Danci is really excited because Friday I had a really nice promotion. Saturday I started my summer season on the rooftop. So my parents were here, I bought some barbecue. I was making the barbecue on the balcony so I can finally relax a bit. So now I'm back in good shape, now back to the gym, back to healthy food, back to weight loss. You see, when you have an important deadline, kind of everything fades out, and now I'm trying to bring back everything to life. That's all I had for today, guys. For those of you that came to the event, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. For those of you that didn't, well, better luck next time. I mean, we made a 60 seconds video. We also took like 200 photos. I think I've posted some on the social media. But that's the last part. Regardless of the effect of the event, I managed to build myself new assets. Like the photos for the event will last forever. Like now when I'm going to start building a website for the book, well, guess what? I have photos, physical photos, not visual. I don't need mock-ups anymore because I have photos from the book. I have photos from people, from the branding. Also, for the website, I have a video now that I can even put it there, and I can put the same video on Amazon and I can share it on social media. So that's what this was about. I'm not going to make money from the promotion of the book launch because it was also an investment. Investment in order to create the digital assets. Those will bring the big money. Okay, guys, that's all I had for today. Do have a great day, and hopefully we're gonna start with more interesting topics on the podcast. Cheers. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bsbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.